This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky traveled to the Mykolaiv region in southern Ukraine Thursday to assess damage as floodwaters have now reached that area. He visited the pumping station at the Inulets River Canal that flooded due to the destruction of the Kakhovka Dam earlier this week. Correspondent Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program Thursday the latest status of the flood areas in southern Ukraine.
The latest information that we have from local authorities, it was confirmed that the water level has risen to 5.6 meters in the area. This is as of Thursday. Under the water currently there is 600 square kilometers of land, and this includes 32% of the right bank of the Dnieper River of Kherson region, which is under Ukrainian control, and 68% of the left bank. Left bank is currently under Russian control.
The International Red Cross is warning landmines uprooted and dispersed by floodwaters surging from the dam could pose a grave danger to civilians for decades to come. As one official told Reuters, correspondent Matthew LaRotonda, in the past we knew where the hazards were, now we don't.
They could still be in minefields, or they could be in the middle of roads, someone's backyard, or in their own home. As one Red Cross official put it, the only thing we do know is that the mines are somewhere downstream. Andrew Mathewson is with the Halo Trust, an NGO that clears landmines, and has been working in the Mykolaiv region.
The immediate threat to us and our staff and civilians is the fact that mines might move, and that will... You know, that will lead to the need for us to resurvey these areas, remark them as minefields, and obviously reorganize ourselves.